Hello, how can I help you? Yeah, this is PayPal, sir. How can I help you? Okay, can you help me with the invoice ID number so that I can check in my system? Okay, and what is the amount you are being charged? 480 and 36. Okay, and what is your name, sir? John Rudin. Okay, Mr. Rudin, can you help me with your current zip code as well? Okay, all right. Okay, Mr. Rudin, do one thing. Give me a couple of minutes. I need to go ahead and pull up your account, and I will see why you have received that invoice from us. And surely, if you haven't met this transaction, we will help you to dispute that, okay? My name is Tracy Grace. Yeah, just stay on the line. I'll be right back to you, okay? You're welcome. Just stay on the line with me. Okay, thanks for being on hold. So, Mr. Rudin, I have just checked in my system, and there is no such a purchase has been made by your aunt. But there is two new PayPal accounts have been registered under your name. Is that your PayPal account? Like, how many PayPal accounts you are holding under your name? One, okay. And, like, did you ever share your PayPal information with anybody? No, okay. And let me tell you that these two new PayPal accounts were accessed from Ohio, New York, and Texas. Do you have any connection with these three locations? No, okay. And do you remember when was the last time you have used your PayPal account? 2 weeks ago, okay. And can you just tell me, like, did you receive any message from PayPal? Because, Mr. Rudin, I can see that we have sent you a verification message before authorizing this transaction for the purchase. Okay. And I do believe this transaction has been made for Bitcoin, right? Okay, like, do you have any business with Bitcoin? Okay, all right. Let me tell you, sir, that we have sent you a verification message before authorizing this transaction. And that message was successfully approved using your phone number. Then only we have proceeded with the order. And you are saying that you haven't received any message apart from the invoice, right? No. Okay. In this case, can you just tell me, like, did you ever lose any of your financial information in your past, like your debit card, your credit card, or your cell phone? No. And did you ever share your financial information with anybody by any chance? No. And do you remember using the public Wi-Fi in the grocery stores, in the cafes sometimes? Did you ever do that? Well, what I mean is the public Wi-Fis are never safe and secure, like when you have got online banking and online shopping apps on your device. So do not use the public Wi-Fi because it's never safe and secure. So easily anybody can gain access to your information, okay? All right. And Mr. Rudin, let me tell you that they have also registered some multiple bank accounts under your name. Are you banking with multiple bank accounts? One. And can you just tell me, like, what was the name of your bank that you have linked to your PayPal account? I'm saying, what is the name of your bank that you have linked to your PayPal account? Chase Bank. And apart from Chase, are you banking with any other bank? Okay. All right. And I do believe you do online banking, or do like you pay your bills online, right? Okay. What is the date of birth, Mr. Rudin? 1/19/1964. Okay. And what is your address? Can you just tell me that? You need to verify me. I can see you have shared your current zip code, right? And that shows your zip code is New York. But can you just help me with your address, please? Yeah, well, Mr. Rudin, you called me, okay? You called me. I didn't call you, so you will have to verify me. And I'm not asking about your account number or your card number here. I'm not asking any of your financial information here, okay? So what do you want to do? Like, do you want to cancel this transaction, or do you want to change the shipping address, or what do you want to do? Okay, just give me a moment. I will try to cancel this, okay? Just give me a moment. All right, Mr. Rudin, are you still there with me? Okay. So, Mr. Rudin, let me tell you that I have just tried canceling that, but that transaction has been approved somehow by your number, as I told you that we have sent you a message. And that message was successfully approved using your phone number. So this transaction has been approved somehow by your number. So we are unable to cancel that. And to like to cancel this transaction, we will go ahead and get a help from the fraud department. You know very well that every bank has their fraud department. So you will be connected with the fraud department. Just have a word with them. Let them know that you have not made any transaction. You want to cancel that. And also ask them to put a high alert on your account, okay? Yeah, you will be connected with them. So while talking with them, if you get disconnected, they will be giving you a callback, or they will provide you a number. Yeah, my name is Tracy Grace. My last name is Grace. Oh, okay. Just stay on the line, okay? All right.
Welcome. Hello. Very good day to you. This is Brian from the Trade Fraud Department. How can I help you? We have the information that your call has been transferred to us from the PayPal customer care department, right?
It's kind of weird.